Symphonic Elton John, and for very good reason here on this Thursday afternoon. It's Mark Wigmore here, the Oasis on the New Classical FM, our look at arts and culture. One of the most prestigious honors in the arts, the Glenn Gould Prize, looks to recognize a truly extraordinary artist. The prize was established in 1987 and is awarded to individuals whose work has profoundly enriched the human condition through the arts, celebrating not only artistic excellence, but also innovation, influence, and humanitarian impact. It is named for Canada's internationally famous pianist, Glenn Gould. This year, the honor goes to Sir Elton John, the 15th Glenn Gould Prize laureate. Elton John has redefined popular music with his unmistakable piano-driven sound, while also championing causes such as HIV/AIDS awareness and LGBTQ+ rights. The gala will take place May 9th, 2026, 8 p.m. at the theater at the Great Canadian Casino Resort Toronto. It will be a celebration of his legendary catalog, featuring an incredible lineup, if we don't say so ourselves, of Canadian artists. The roster including Diana Krall, The Beaches, Jeremy Dutcher, Ron Sexsmith, and mezzo Emily D'Angelo. You can enter to win tickets at classicalfm.com. By clicking the contest tab. The Glenn Gould Prize is a $100,000 award, and each laureate selects a young artist to receive the Glenn Gould Protégé Prize. Joining us is Brian Levine, Chief Executive Officer of the Glenn Gould Foundation. He's led the organization since 2007, helping to elevate the prize onto the world stage. A Toronto native and co-founder of the Dorian Group, Brian has dedicated his career to advancing the arts. Brian Levine, welcome to the program.
Well, thank you for having me, Mark.
Great to be with you. Tell us about this prize. Why is it named for Glenn Gould? What was the thinking?
Well, the prize was established with our foundation, was established within a year after Glenn's death. Mm-hmm. And as you undoubtedly know, he died at a very young age, suffered a massive stroke just a few days after his 50th birthday. That coincided with his re-recording of the Goldberg Variations.
Right, yeah, the much talked about two different recordings.
Exactly, yeah. Right. And the people who started our organization, we weren't started with a bequest from Glenn Gould. He didn't imagine creating a foundation in his name. It was friends and colleagues, co-workers who had worked on many of his projects, and they wanted to make sure that his legacy would live on. Of course, he's had a very, very healthy posthumous career.
Sure has.
You know, when he died, there was one book about him. There are now at least 85 in about 25 languages.
It's interesting. There's a new recording of the Goldberg Variations from Yun Chan Lim, this young mm-hmm. superstar, and of course, he just named, who else? Glenn Gould. I mean, that's the influence to this day.
He's a legend. I mean, apparently, Dr. Hannibal Lecter in Silence of the Lambs really had a soft spot for Glenn's recordings. And, you know, if you saw the movie Tar with Cate Blanchett, she tries, actually fairly credibly, to play a Bach prelude in Glenn's style. So, you know, he's still very much a figure on the world stage. He is a legend.
Is it a situation, too, with the foundation and the prize where you say, okay, we want to look at the spirit of this artist as opposed to let's just keep awarding classical music stars or what have you? How did you think about that?
Well, the idea was not to be too literally focused because we didn't want to create a fan club. There are fan clubs and they're fine. But we really wanted to amplify his spirit and, you know, explore it in all the different directions it would go because he's had influence on film, on plays, on literature, really on the culture at large. So we wanted to sort of extract certain key elements that we could define as, you know, why is he such a great figure, such a great influence. And so, yeah, as you said, you know, innovation very much, mm-hmm. excellence of a significant body of work, the element that we call cultural humanitarianism, you know, fostering a better world. Glenn did it all anonymously, but he was extremely generous. Not many people know that upon his death, they found in his will that he had bequeathed all of his estate and his future earnings to charities, the Humane Society and the Salvation Army, basically to stop suffering of animals and to help people in distress, which the Salvation Army does. We created the prize to amplify that message that, you know, first of all, the arts are a universal force. They are a force for good in the world. They're a force that binds the world together. And, you know, Lord knows, in these troubled times, we need, you know, whatever threads we can have to bring ourselves together and overcome differences. But also the idea that it's a democratic force. And we've enshrined that in the prize by allowing the public to create the nomination list that goes to our juries. The jury themselves that make the selection from that list are internationally renowned cultural figures. For example, our most recent jury, the one that chose Elton John, was chaired by the Right Honorable Kim Campbell, former Prime Minister of Canada. Jeremy Irons was on it.
Wow.
Nalunuksuk, an Inuit filmmaker.
I know there's been times where I've looked at those lists and think, this is almost as incredible as the list of,
of laureates.
Of nominees and laureates.
Well,
yeah,
it's one of the things that I think makes the prize special. You know, in a different context, we talk about, you know, being judged by a jury of your peers, and this is exactly the idea that we're trying to enshrine.
Who have been some of the notable winners as you think back?
Well, Oscar Peterson, Yehudi Menuhin, Philip Glass,
wow.
Leonard Cohen, Yo-Yo Ma, Gustavo Dudamel. You know, it's been a remarkable. Robert Lepage, the great director.
So visionary.
Visionary, absolutely.
If you're just joining us, CEO of the Glenn Gould Prize, Brian Levine, is with us on May 9th at 8 p.m. at the theater at the Great Canadian Casino Resort Toronto. A gala to celebrate Sir Elton John will take place. An all-star lineup will perform. We mentioned those names, Diana Krall, Jeremy Dutcher, Emily D'Angelo, to name a few. You can enter to win tickets, by the way, at classicalfm.ca by clicking the contest section. So why Sir Elton John?
Well, if you think about it, all of the key markers that we look at are perfectly enshrined or embodied in Elton John's life and work. You know, significant body of work. You know, he has been what I would call a charismatic chameleon. His work has evolved through many different phases and styles. He's managed to be a voice for so many generations, you know, expressing, you know, their feelings, the spirit of the times. You know, people grew up with Elton John.
Enduring hitmaker, we think about that final concert in Los Angeles a couple years ago. I mean, just a massive figure in pop
Absolutely.
Music.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And also his influences spread into the world of fashion and style and design. You know, he was the person that perhaps as much as anyone else in the glam rock era who helped to introduce theatricality into rock music.
I also remember him being there in key moments. I remember when Princess Diana passed away. I mean, there was Elton John figures very prominently in that moment.
No one will ever forget that performance of Candle in the Wind, which he rewrote with Bernie Taupin to reflect that particular moment. You know, it was unforgettable. It's something that it just, you know, is emblazoned on our consciousness. So he is, in many ways, a cornerstone figure in contemporary culture. But also what people don't realize is that he spans the, you know, frankly, artificial divide between classical and popular music. He was classically trained. He's talked about how the lessons that he learned in Bach, Beethoven, Mozart at the Royal Academy of Music shaped his approach to song writing, his sense of harmonic structure and form. And, you know, you can see that in his work. And that influence is expressed in, you know, his ability to adapt into film music and, you know, musicals, which are, after all, you know, simply a different variation on the operatic form. In fact, he wrote a musical that is his own take on Aida because he was inspired by Verdi's opera.
You can always tell the classically trained people in the pop world, too. You think about a Nina Simone or a Bill Evans or what have you. There's it stands there as the base of what they do. Right?
They're the ones who last.
Yeah.
Because they've got the toolkit to develop and adapt to, you know, encompass, you know, greater complexity into the work they do. The other thing about Elton is that, you know, in that enormously diverse range of styles, he's been incredibly honest in expressing his own inner demons, you know, his doubts, his, you know, insecurities and so on. And that kind of honesty is something that puts a mark in the sands of time, so to speak. It really is unique. He is his own genre, effectively, but also his humanitarianism. He is, I've been told, the single most generous philanthropist in Great Britain. He, of course, created the AIDS Foundation. He's been a tireless campaigner for human rights. He's also been a champion for young artists. And many people don't realize that he is the single largest donor to the school where he learned his musical ABCs, the Royal Academy. He created an international scholarship program.
I just visited the Royal Academy a couple weeks ago, and there's his picture. And
yeah.
There's Max Richter and some of the big names there.
Yeah. Exactly. Well, you know, if you go into their largest hall, you'll see a pipe organ. He bought that for them.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Amazing.
So he is not only a great artist, but an incredibly benevolent spirit. And, you know, he's also, in some ways, an embodiment of panache. And I think that there's something to be said about a life lived large, unapologetically, flamboyantly, just, you know, style.
So he's going to be there on May 9th. 9th.
He will.
Then he's put together this all-star list, and you've got names like Diana Krall, Jeremy Dutcher, Ron Sexsmith, Emily D'Angelo, who's one of the most talked about Canadian mezzos right now all over the Metropolitan stage. And so a pretty interesting list of performers for this.
Well, yeah. You know, he has a very soft spot in his heart for Canada.
Sure.
You know, of course, his husband, David, is a Torontonian.
From around these parts,
right?
Yeah.
So they really wanted to say hats off to Canada, hats off to Glenn Gould by highlighting the riches of Canadian talent. And of course, one of the things that he also asked for is there had to be a really fine pianist. And so he chose Ryan Wang, who I think you've had in the studio
before.
You know, we've been working with Ryan since he was a wee teeny tiny tot. We sort of spotted him as a great talent. And, you know, he's been going on to great things. He'll be soloing with the Toronto Symphony next year. So he's also part of the show. And we may have a few more surprises up our sleeves to announce going forward. But it's going to be an incredible show. And Elton is hugely excited about it. He has admired Glenn Gould since he was a kid. He's just been involved in this every step of the way. So it's going to be very special. And I hope people will join us. Tickets are selling fast. So I predict it will be the musical event of the year and one that really will be a once-in-a-lifetime experience.
I'm pretty excited for it. And if you'd like to get those tickets, glenngould.ca or ticketmaster.ca. And once again, you'll be looking for the Glenn Gould Prize concert. And the CEO of Glenn Gould Prize, Brian Levine, thank you so much for being our guide here this afternoon.
Mark, a real pleasure.
Absolutely. May 9th, 8 p.m., the theater at the Great Canadian Casino Resort, Toronto. A gala to celebrate Sir Elton John taking place as he is the new laureate for 2026. An all-star lineup, as we just talked about, Diana Krall, Jeremy Dutcher, Emily D'Angelo, Beaches, Ron Sexsmith, just to name a few. Enter to win tickets at classicalfm.ca. Click the contest tab, or again, you can purchase your tickets at glenngould.ca or ticketmaster.ca. Let's get back to the music of Sir Elton John in the symphonic fashion as our look at arts and culture wraps up here on a Thursday.